This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some are using the word panic to describe Democrats' response to President Biden's performance last night at the CNN presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden has stirred Democratic anxiety after his performance at last night's debate.
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president.
The president came out raspy and halting with what one person familiar with the matter says was a cold. He appeared to lose his train of thought during one answer, drifting from tax policy to health policy and mentioning COVID.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He gave more clear answers as the 90-minute CNN debate went on, going after Donald Trump on immigration and veterans policy.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
And noting Trump's hush money felony conviction.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
The attacks got more personal.
The worst presidency in the history of our country.
With Trump saying he had the nation in good shape as president.
Everything was rocking good.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's defense ministry ordering that a response be prepared to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea. The AP's Donna Warder.
The ministry says the drones conduct intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to the Ukrainian military by Western countries for strikes on Russian facilities. And Russia says such flights increase the risk of a direct confrontation between NATO and the Russian Federation, and that NATO members will bear responsibility for that. I'm Donna Warder.
Unsafe levels of E. coli again found in the Seine River less than a month before the Paris Olympics. Here at home, consumer prices were flat from April to May, says the Commerce Department, the report just out. This is AP News. Oklahoma public schools have been told to teach children about the Bible. The AP's Haya Penjwani has this story.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religion into the classroom. Walters said in the memo that his mandate is compulsory and, quote, immediate and strict compliance is expected, unquote. Walters was elected in 2022 and has embraced culture war issues in fighting what he says is, quote, woke ideology, unquote, in public schools as a central theme of his administration. His directive faced immediate backlash from civil rights groups and others.
Gas is $3.50 a gallon as you start your weekend. That's up 5 cents in a week, but down 5 cents from a year ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.